Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sam, but yeah. Yeah.
Well, did we go a little overboard today?
No, never.
With the head fucking.
But I would never tell you even if you did.
Well, you should.
No.
I should, if I'm going to ask you. Hold on, I'm trying to find a live. Here we go. Boom, I'm clicking for the see if we're live deal.
Want some more news?
No, I fucked. No, I do not want more news.
It says right here you do. Yeah.
Well, did we go a little overboard today?
No,
with the head fucking.
But I would never tell you even if you did.
Here we go. There's my Facebook friend. Hello.
Hello, Facebook.
Hello, Facebook friend. Lummy's on both. Blitz, what are you? Are you a YouTuber or a Facebooker?
I have both open, but most of the time I'm looking at YouTube.
Okay, I'm a Facebook. Lummy's a both. Anna's a YouTube.
I like the tubes.
Blitz is a YouTube. Jesus, what are you? Are you? Well, Daddy, I'm just trying to get shit done right now. I'm a nothing.
No, I'm on both.
You're on both, too?
Yep.
All right. Is that what he said?
No.
He's allowed to be on both.
How was your friend last night? Good?
Very good.
Did you guys have dinner before?
No, we just ate at the Chase Club.
Oh, that's right. I'm
sorry. Tyler's friends?
Oh, Tyler's got...
Yeah, free drinks and everything.
We're not even getting into
it. Oh, those friends.
Yeah,
rich friends. I know he just hangs out with, you know, his...
His girlfriend. Well, he's allowed. Well,
she was there too, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, she's not gonna.
She's a sweetie though.
Not even utilizing.
Oh yeah, she's a sweetie. She's a sweetie, but she runs the show with him.
Does she really?
Yep. Tyler.
Yeah.
No modifieds. Saturday, just regular willies.
Correct.
Because I'm taking Nana's golf cart down. Anna, do not open. We were going to try to do it as a fucking group.
I didn't open
what
that.
What is your problem?
What?
God. Oh, yeah. You,
there's a card here.
You're on camera, and you go and put the card back in the card.
That was
and
2 minutes
put it,
ago.
And then put it under. Yeah.
That was 2 minutes
I know ago. It was 2 minutes ago, but you know what? It was 2 minutes ago that it happened now, wasn't it? She just zoinks herself. I almost like looking at you 2 minutes ago. It's more funny looking at you
I like
2 minutes.
Seeing you in the past.
Yeah. I like seeing you in
that's
the past.
That's a head fuck.
Yeah.
I like seeing you in my
look
past.
Look at Lummy, you show the camera. I'll see it in 2 minutes that you have indeed not opened yours. Now, have you?
No, it's just
and
sitting
I,
here.
And I have not opened mine. And Blitz, take yours and show you. And he's not opened his. I don't know if Jesus got one or not.
He did.
Oh, Jesus got one, too?
He did.
Oh, wow.
Big Man 028 is that generous?
Thank you, Big Man 028. Yes.
Dang. Anyway, these are gifts from Big Man 028.
What is it?
Not, don't.
Oh, I don't know. Can I open it and see?
No, if you want to get smashed in your fucking face.
She needs to.
You know what you need? You need just a really
good spanking.
Alpha male to dominate you for a session.
You're not the only one that said that.
Is that another COVID night? Oh, you have to.
Chrissy of Blitz K. You
gotta
find him.
You got to probably. Yep. You got to probably literally swab before you go on the plane.
No. After.
All right,
to go to the wedding.
So hold on. The wedding Saturday.
Correct.
So the minute you hit California.
Yes.
You're gonna fucking swab it up.
I'll swab it up probably tomorrow morning. Yeah.
And what if?
What if it's positive?
Have you thought about if it's fucking positive?
Of course I've thought about it, but, you know, what am I going to do? I don't know. I guess I would have to quarantine. I don't know what the fuck
God.
I would do.
Oh, hold on. Then you wouldn't be able to come back for the show.
What's this test for? Who are you proving what to?
The bride asked me to. She wanted either proof of vaccination or a negative test.
Okay. So
hold on. Blitz, do you still, Anna, do you still got your negative test?
Yes.
The one you carry around?
Yeah.
Blitz, I'd take that just in case, wouldn't you?
Well, I know someone who has to do this for their work like two times a week.
For real?
And lately, she has been using her dog as the person. So as long as the swab gets wet or whatever, it doesn't matter. Who, like, they don't do it in front of you, so who cares?
Bubba, to go to Gasparilla Music Festival, I had to show a negative test, and I showed them one I took in April.
Yeah, well, the Gasparilla Music Fest is a little bit different than your best friend's fucking wedding.
She ain't my best friend. But yeah, yeah, I'm gonna be honest. That, if I'm positive, I won't go. Spreader.
You know this whole fucking trip has ended up being a nightmare.
What?
From the amount of time that you have to lay over to how tired you're going to be to the fact that you got to spend the night
miss
in this
two studio, giant events here.
Miss two giant events.
On a sperm-ridden couch.
Yeah, I mean...
It's going to be semen everywhere. On.
David Hernandez from his mom's credit card, $50.
Oh, thank you, David.
Is that my Facebook guy?
No, that's a YouTube.
YouTube.
Come on, give me some stars over here on Facebook. Don't let me get
my hot chicks.
Where's all my hot chicks?
Big Bucks wanted to just lay the stars
where's
down.
Where's my lay the stars down, Big Bucks? I'm only $1.64 into this. What are we on YouTube?
We're $2.56.
Jesus. So, Anna, this whole fucking thing has been a nightmare just because, one, you have to jump through all these hoops. Two, yeah. She's not even that good of a friend.
No, I was a courtesy invite. I don't get a plus one. I have to spend $175 on a rental car for 2 days. And then I'm going to catch COVID.
And you don't have COVID. You have to prove you don't have COVID.
Correct.
There's a chance that you could get out there.
Absolutely.
And get COVID.
Get it on the plane.
Then, now hold on. Then you can't fly for 14 days.
Well, 10.
10?
Yeah.
Well, do you know what that's going to do for your job here?
It's not going to be good. You're going to be giving someone a call. Maybe Gabby.
Give me a G-A-B-B-Y, Lum-Lum. Say it
again. G-A-B-B-Y. What's that spell?
Gabby. Now, have you been talking to her?
She actually followed me on Instagram, and I reluctantly followed her back.
Boy, this is kind of a
thing now.
Now, this is kind of a mind fuck in itself, is it not?
Oh, yeah, Bubba.
And the fact that there's a girl I've been talking to, she is good on the radio. She does voiceover production.
She's like hot and like leans into her hotness.
Yeah, she got that ass.
She's got a...
Not a better ass than me, though.
She got a thick ass.
No way. She ain't got a better dumper.
I do think she's married.
Well,
she'll have to fix that quickly.
That brings it right down to zero, if you ask me.
If she was single, I would have her in here so fast. Not because I want to fuck her, but the audience would want to fuck her.
Yeah.
You want Blitz.
It's the idea of being able to fuck someone.
See, like, Blitz, it's not that we want to blast Anna, but the guys watching want to think that they got a chance to fuck her.
Clothes are coming off, boys.
Blitz, we don't want to, like, just, you know, we don't like chicks that are all married to fuck up. We want to vicariously think, even though we can't, we want, like, yeah, I can make her. Huh. But with you and Gabby being, fuck, I might as well just hire another one of you if I'm going to bring in Gabby being all married and shit.
Yeah, seriously. Might as well just keep me around.
Can we open this envelope?
Not yet. I'm not ready to open these envelopes yet.
Big Buck from Charleston, South Carolina. Let's go, Brandon. 10,000 stars.
That's a big star.
That is a big number.
Thank you, Big Buck. And also, I think Dave Tiz Figueroa sent 500. And did you get the other one from 200?
I thought we were only 1,000 stars. But if you want, I'll call him out.
No, let's go 1,000. We got 1,000 minimum on the stars. I appreciate it. So, Anna, I'm being your friend?
Yeah.
I'm being your friend and your boss, and I'm asking for your guidance, and that is, what if you do test positive in California?
Oof.
You're forced to quarantine.
I won't go to the wedding.
You won't go to the wedding, and you know that you can't be on the show for a while.
I know.
No, here's what you do. If you do your own test and it's positive, don't go to the wedding. And don't fucking tell anybody else.
And get your ass back on this
plane.
I'll
have like my dad take a test. Let's go, Brandon. Unless he gets it too.
You know, Blitz, I don't think I can play that here. I think I'll get a copyright Willie.
You probably will, yeah.
For real.
It's a great song. Let's go, Brandon.
So,
fuck Joe Biden.
Fuck Joe Biden. Fuck Joe Biden.
You know what they say in Ho? That's the best line.
Yeah, I agree.
So, Anna, so here's the deal. If you got COVID, I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck either.
Blitz don't give a fuck.
Ain't nobody give a fuck.
Let me give a fuck. The The only people that give a fuck are the people you're going to go see. Correct. Everybody else don't give a fuck.
I know.
You enroll out with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. We don't care.
Yeah.
I don't require you to be COVID-free. Walk in here, COVID it up all the fuck you want, kid.
I appreciate it.
Let's make out and see if my fucking vaccine works.
As long as you don't fart in the mic, we should be good.
But let's make out and see if fucking vaccine works.
Yeah.
Slop it up, will I?
Moderna.
I got the booster too, baby. I'm running 2D.
You didn't get the booster.
No.
I got 2 shots.
Well, a booster's
that's fully
the third
vaccine.
Shot.
Yeah, a booster is 3rd.
Oh, okay. All right. So then
you
I'm so,
well, you,
so Blitz.
You're, full, you're fully vaxxed is what they say. You,
okay.
You can say.
But, for the next month.
But I can say that though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm fully vaxxed.
You yeah. absolutely are fully vaxxed.
Okay.
Wax and vax.
And
they
actually,
say.
Blitz, I don't think I'm even eligible for the booster for a little bit.
60
you're
days,
not.
Right? Or 6 months? What is it?
Six, probably.
I think it's six
3 months.
Months I think
something.
No. I think it's actually
60 days.
Well, they don't have an actual Moderna booster, do they?
Oh, they don't?
No.
Oh, then I don't got any worry about it.
Not yet, anyway.
I got everything so Moderna
Pfizer.
Offers, don't I?
Yeah, and they're talking about, like, 65 and older having a booster, but
I
maybe,
get
maybe
every,
not.
I, you know, now that they can say you can get... Fuck that. Now that they can say you can intermingle them, I'm going to go get a fucking J&J with a Pfizer chaser.
Might as well.
I'd be like...
None of it's going to work.
Hey, can you imagine this blitz? Like, hey, you vaccinated? Yeah, with every fucking one of them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? I got both.
Whoa.
Kyle Stulak, who's Florida Stanley, the real Florida Stanley, $100 kiss ass on YouTube.
Dude, this motherfucker called in yesterday.
Who, Stanley?
Yeah, he sold his Bitcoin, not all of it, but most of it. He bought 2 jet skis.
The real Florida Woo. Stanley.
Oh, not Florida Stanley?
The
no,
real. It's him. I know. It's-
oh, don't fucking ruin my day more, buddy.
Oh, no, it's just his name. Sorry.
Okay, sorry.
Bitcoin's looking good. So is Ethereum.
I hope that everyone we know sells and it goes way down so I can buy more.
Okay, now Blitz, what do you tell? I got quite a bit of it. Okay.
What you got?
I got quite a bit of it. And
I mean, I have a feeling
and it's 65,900, call it 66,000. You got mm-hmm. What do you got? What's your feeling?
I mean,
got
I told
a
you
feeling
I
that today's gonna be a good day. Or how the fuck goes. What's
Good
your
night.
Feeling, Blitz?
My feeling is it's going to go down in a few weeks, quite a bit. So I sold.
You're feeling
not all of it, but I sold quite a bit.
Ethereum.
Would you sell if you were me? Would you sell half of it?
How much do you have?
Probably. I
mean, probably don't want to tell.
Well, here's the problem, though. If you sell now, you haven't had it for a year.
That's what I'm fucked. I don't have it for my year is exactly in like 3 weeks.
Well, then, but that's only when you started to buy it,
right? So most of it is not a year.
Yeah, so that's the only thing. As I,
yours were more than a year.
No, mine was way. So I just got it. And I, like most of my Bitcoin itself, not too long ago. So
you're gonna get taxed up, Willie, on that shit.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It just hit over 66.
Mm-hmm.
It's 66 and some change.
And Ethereum just keeps going past 4. So nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice for us to sit here and say it's nice. But if we don't sell it and it doesn't do, and it goes down, then
but
you know,
go
it's just
back
it's
up.
Just fucking words. It's just words at this juncture. I need to get Kevin Hazel on the phone. Should I be dumping?
He's going to tell you
no.
He's
going to say no.
Tomorrow.
It's a long game.
Yeah, he's going to say no. Yeah. Do not sell anything.
Said it's going to go to what did they? He say like 100,000 by the end of the year.
And he said 10,000 for Ethereum.
He said
by
he
December.
Did. He did tell me 10,000 on Ethereum by January 1.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that they project Bitcoin to be $300,000 or $400,000 in the next 4 years.
I mean, I can see that happening in that amount of time.
$300,000 or $400,000.
It's up where I need it to be for me. I got some things I need to buy, so I sold the some of my Bitcoin. Not I mean not a lot, but.
So I shouldn't worry about holding it for a year or yippee fucking yo. But what do I buy with it? Do I just keep it in my account?
Well, if it drops, drops back down, you buy some more.
And then you repay tax on that again.
And then you're, it's the only guy that's really fucking making out is the tax guy.
Yep.
He's the only guy that gets a vig of every fucking tranny.
Well, there's
I meant transaction.
Right, and so they're talking about two.
You like that, don't you?
That was a good save.
We're not
on Twitch.
That wasn't a fucking save. That was a goddamn wraparound, bitch.
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
Hello.
And see what this genius has to say.
Who's this?
Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Mike.
Mike from Fort Myers.
Hi, Mike.
Well, Bubba, I was actually going to ask if in like 10, 15 years, when you're possibly ready to hang it up, are you going to try and keep the Bubba Army continuing or pass the baton off to somebody else?
Yeah, Tyler.
Jesus.
So, or Blitz or anybody? You know, is there a long term?
Yeah, you know, I could do that. You know, if I, you know, all the infrastructure, you know, Blitz, I could, honest to God, because you're quite a bit younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see in 10 years, I could say, listen, Blitz, I'm going to do an abbreviated schedule and I'm going to give you a percentage of profits, but you got to run this shit when I'm not here.
Right.
Keep it together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you'll be, you know, yeah, give a percentage of the company to Blitz, let him have full programming control. And, you know, he has to, you know, him and Tyler will, well, in Lummy, like, well, fuck, I don't know how I'm going to spread the money out, but maybe, buddy.
Okay,
but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm literally going to be doing radio till the day I fucking die.
Well, realistically, to answer the question, is in 10 to 15 years, if there's still a way to make money, to pay everyone here and make money, then yes. The answer is yes. We'll figure out something.
Yeah, I mean.
The hell?
Oh, my God, don't get by a train.
I mean, Butch, if you ever thought, we kind of started this whole on our own process in 05. So we've been doing it for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the absolute own studios, you know, sure. Like that kind of deal.
Yep.
Not corporate America for 16 years. So I could see, how old am I now? 55? I could do this until I was 70. Howard's almost 70. I could continue to have a product that people would potentially pay for a while.
And I think
67.
And I think if anything, the way it would probably go is you would just do less of this show, other ancillary stuff, and there would still be the network going
yes.
on and other programming.
Yes. Like for instance, you know, like Anna could do like maybe I do 2 days a week mm-hmm. with the full show, but Anna does middays.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. and then, you know,
however you want.
Lummy and Blitz could do afternoons, like whatever the fuck. We can figure it out. Tyler does nights, hockey report.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
But yeah, I mean, I've built this infrastructure and I have so much content in my library that I think that, honest to God, sir, I think we're one of the very few radio guys that are on an upward trajectory.
Well, I agree, and it's your style of radio that I enjoy and would love to continue to enjoy when I'm your age.
Yeah,
and
well,
so forth.
Well, buddy, I appreciate it, and I'm going to keep doing it. I'm literally going to do it till I die. I mean, why not? Come in here, bullshit a little bit, make a little fucking money, get some bitches. The fuck?
And Blitz, I'm such a dick. Man, I just got your percentage of the company. Come on, man.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, Mike's the man.
See you later, Mike. You're the man. Best negotiator ever. What should I do with my Bitcoin? But you know what? I'm just going to hold on. Fuck it.
Yeah, I would too.
I'm just, no, like for real. If you were me, where you just hold on? Like, I don't need this money.
Yeah.
I mean, I put 15.
Well, so Tyler asked me a little bit ago, hey, should I sell mine? So we talked, you know, we talked a few numbers and I said, do you need the money right now? He said, no. I said, then don't sell it.
What did you buy it for? Can you tell me that? Like, how much was Bitcoin when you bought it?
My average buy, it tells me that.
Yeah.
My average buy, Blitz, and I'll give you these numbers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My average Bitcoin was my average cost is $33,000.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, doubled, yeah.
And then I think my average cost on Ethereum is even better.
Yeah.
My average cost on Ethereum is $1,800.
That's all. Well. What is it now? Four?
It's four now.
Yeah, it's over doubled.
Yeah, it's $445.
So,
go girl.
And that's all I got. Like that's. But I do have on Coinbase. I do have Cardano and AMP.
Yeah, those are just. Sitting
oh
there.
Yeah. How about AMP?
Fuck AMP. Fucking AMP.
AMP ain't doing good.
Every fucking coin goes up, and the damn thing is red still.
Blitz on Coinbase. I got Cardano, Ethereum, Bitcoin, and AMP.
Okay,
that's it. And then on PayPal, I got three accounts.
Ooh.
I mean, not a lot in every one of them.
Right.
But in
a couple million here, a couple million,
couple million is here.
Is there any way, Blitz, maybe you know, I have that feeling the answer is no.
He said no.
No, I already know what she's going to ask.
What am I going to ask?
She's going to ask if there's
if
any way
said
to
what if she would have said, I wanted to suck your dick tonight.
Okay, the answer is still no because she'll be in California.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So, no, she was going to ask. Is there any way to find out what the average I paid for my Bitcoin?
No, that's not what I was going to ask.
Were you going to ask if there's any way to bring them all one together?
Yes, that's what it was.
Oh, damn.
I have them on two separate, like one's on, was it Uphold or?
Oh, yeah, you have that shitty app.
Uphold. Yeah, because I was trying to buy XRP when it wasn't available on Coinbase because right. I was told that was the next big thing, so I took a chance. There's no way to consolidate those two?
There might be.
Well, certain one, like you can't do Robinhood to anything.
Right.
But yeah, I don't have Robinhood.
If Uphold will let you to send it out, then you can send it to your Bitcoin wallet.
Okay,
or your Coinbase wallet.
All right, let me see if I can do that.
Are you trying to do it right now?
No, I'm just trying to reinstall it because I haven't looked at these in months. Kind of gave up on it. Like on many things in my life.
I wish I haven't looked at it in months.
I'm
look at it every
so,
hour.
You know, but Tyler, yeah, like I told Tyler to get in and I told him to get in, not at it. He didn't get in a good spot. But I know he's up right now.
Yeah, and I told him because my main thing was, do you need the money? He said no. I said, then don't touch it.
Same with, I have another friend that put like $200 in.
Yeah.
And it's not going to kill him. And
into Bitcoin or?
Just, I think into Ethereum and Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And Bitcoin might hit 67 here.
Oh, I hope
not. You think it's going to drop though, like right after?
I mean, right now it's still
climbing.
As we speak, it's live.
Because of 70, I might hang myself.
It's up just within the past hour. It's up $2,000 to 66.5.
Mm-hmm.
So, brother, your official statement is if it gets to 70, I'm hanging myself.
Yeah.
You're going to Jeff Epstein your
shit. Yeah. I mean, it's gone up 7% today. That's not too bad. 6%.
Lemmy, are you heavy into this?
Not Bitcoin, but Ethereum and every other coin that's not doing anything right now.
Yeah, I've got mainly other coins. I got altcoins.
I got in early, not as early as Blitz, but Blitz was talking to me about it maybe, a year and a half ago?
Well, I mean, I bought my first in like 2013.
Well, so. I meant, you know what I mean, when we started talking about Coinbase
and
you stuff.
Did. Yep.
Yeah. So maybe like 18 months ago?
I'm down with XRP.
Here's my.
Wasn't XRP like the one you Ripple. Weren't supposed to buy?
Yeah, it went off, and then I heard it was coming back. So, listen, you just talk to people; you don't know what the fuck is going on.
How about Doge? Is that a joke?
Always
I thought
been.
It was.
Will it always be a joke, too, Blitz? Because you know what I do? Like, if I get like,
I mean, then,
like when
no.
I'm buying Bitcoin and I got like after fees and shit, and you got like $1.80.
Sure,
I'll just go buy $1.79 of Doge.
So here's the thing: is Doge is a joke, will always be a joke. That doesn't mean you can't make money on it. Like there's still money to be made there.
Sure.
If you look at Doge right now, Blitz, my total return is I've lost $5.60. I have 152. You know that ain't shit. No. But I mean, it's not. You know, if it would go to My average cost is 28 cents, which is horrible. I mean, at one time it was 60 cents, but Blitz, do you think it'll ever get any higher than that, ever? Or should I take my $38 and roll it into some Ethereum?
I mean, Dogecoin's gone up 5% today alone.
Yeah.
It's 25 cents right now.
It's up 13% in the past week.
Ooh.
And 8% over the month. So, I mean, it's making money.
Let's go, Brandon.
It's probably never going to hit a buck unless...
Speaking of money, can we open these envelopes?
Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead and open these envelopes.
Oh, I wonder what would it be in there?
Oh, you know.
Big man 028. Now, God bless his little soul. And everybody's mic, including Jesus's, is up. And big man 028 came by and joined us along with Teese. And I think I said it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you did.
Teese and all of our other great Bubba Army royalty, of course, you know, Creatine Travis, Beautiful's wife, not a fan, Big Red. I'm sure I'm missing somebody. Big Man 028.
Napa Mike.
Napa Mike. I didn't know your family had a big ass beef farm. I wouldn't mind getting some fucking.
You have steaks in the freezer here.
Oh.
Yeah, he left some meat. I had some hamburger over the weekend. Really good.
Oh, I didn't know this. And Blitz, I don't think you can get any fucking fresher than that, can you? Right off your family's farm.
Right off the cow.
So Big Man 028 got us some gift certificates, and he got me a Blick gift certificate, which is for my art supplies.
Awesome.
And he got me $100
$100
Longhorn Willie.
Oh, nice.
I love Longhorn and the crusty chicken. Crusty chicken.
Tyler, if you're around, buddy, I know where we're going Sunday for dinner, buddy.
Okay.
Longhorn. Wait, hold on.
Tyler got something too.
Hold on. Baby, we don't have to use dad's gift certificate every time. Why can't we fucking use your. What'd you get, Jesus?
Uber Eats.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you can have it delivered.
Yeah. I can have it delivered. Yes. I can have it delivered.
Yeah, because the Uber ones.
I got Uber.
So those are good for Uber and Uber Eats.
Oh, and Uber Eats. Okay. Nice. I see you. Very cool. Thank you very much. I very much appreciate it.
And I got Amazon. Thank you.
Lowe's. Thank you. And Target. Woo.
All big awesome. Money, too.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Very
thank
much.
Thank you, big man. Appreciate it.
Very much. Thank you, big man, Mr. Big Man.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, big man, Mr.
So tomorrow we'll be in Fort Walton Beach, and then Friday we'll be in Fort Walton Beach. Blitz, mm-hmm. me, and Dr. Dan and I and Blitz.
And check YouTube and Facebook, mainly Facebook, for we'll do some live stuff here and there.
Yeah, I would say we're probably going to be live a lot. I'm going to try to be live from the plane, Blitz, until I have no more cellular.
Okay.
Or I could I could just tape it and then upload it later, right?
Yeah, you could go live like somewhere, or I would just tape it.
I just tape it.
Yeah, that way that'd be good quality.
Right. But on our way home.
Maybe.
On our way home. Now, Blitz, do you want to grab my Yeti cooler?
Sure.
No, I'm just saying, like, to put in the Escalade for us to have some sodies like that.
Road sodies.
For real. Sodies. Like, you know, getting water and some Monsters and some of the fucking...
Yeah, I was going to grab some of that stuff.
But we can use my... I mean, I don't have a real big Yeti. I got that medium-sized one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a six, 7 hours. I mean,
certainly enough for three human beings.
Yeah, no question. We'll be fine.
So we'll be there. And then Friday night, I don't know what we're going to do, but I think we're going out for dinner.
Perfect.
And then I know that I'm not going to tell everybody where we're staying, but did you see that where we're staying?
I did.
Nice fucking place. Nice. Well, I mean, is this the last one you're going to miss?
Yeah.
Like, I need to know.
I'm in
like,
Orlando.
Are you, though?
Yeah. I'm 100% checked in on Orlando.
Me too.
You are?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if we're going to have enough room.
Oh, no, sir.
Well, hold on. We got, I think in Big Red's vehicle, you got two up front.
It's got like eight seats, I think.
You got two. You really only can carry six people.
Yeah, comfortably.
You can't put three in the middle.
Because last time there was six of us, right?
So it'll be Big Red.
Mm-hmm. That's one.
Blitz.
Two.
Dan.
Three.
Me.
Four.
Lummy.
Five.
Anna.
Six.
That's it. Unless, you know, significant others come and shit like that, then we'll have to have a whole other car of those.
Second car. Well, trailer. We'll have a trailer.
Trailer.
A significant
it's got
other's
a 1,900
trailer.
Pound weight limit on it, motherfucker.
We'll put a couch on it.
Hey, Blitz, what would you do if you saw some dude hauling some people in a couch on a trailer? I would fucking think that was the coolest thing ever.
Hold on. I've seen that many times at my camp.
Have you?
Oh, my God.
I'm talking down I-4,
okay,
though.
No, I haven't seen that. But,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen all kinds of stuff at camp.
And that's probably got to be illegal, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But I don't think it's illegal to sit in the... Like, you can still... see like redneck kids that are sitting in the back of the tailgate with their mom and dad driving in the truck.
I think a lot of places that's legal, and it might be depending on the age. I don't know. They're always changing the rules.
I mean, like in Ocala, when you drive around Ocala, you'll see kids in the tailgate area of the pickup truck. Now they're sitting down.
Yeah, I think there's some vague like safety-ish laws, but you know, like a cop can stop you and say you're not being safe.
Could you put some fucking tire? Some strap downs on them.
Sure.
You know?
Lynn Bailey, $15 Canadian cash.
Love you, Lynn Bailey.
Thank you.
You know, I'm gonna probably end the show a little bit early.
Is that all the gifts?
Well, no, we have one more.
Oh. What?
We have one more.
For all of us?
No.
No.
Not for all of us. From all of us.
Oh. Sweet.
Don't act like you don't know, so shut up.
Oh.
Quite honestly, you helped participate in this. And so did Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And Lummy, and I think you, yes, Ashley.
Ashley, yes. She
and
helped
me.
Out.
And so, hold on. So as Anna is getting ready to go to California, she leaves tonight, and she hopefully gets back for Monday's show. And we are telling her if she has corona, don't worry about it.
Yeah, still show up.
We're saying
show up. We don't care.
How many employers actually say, hey, if you got corona, who cares?
Yeah, come on in.
Get
we don't care.
Get the fuck in here.
Yeah.
Get the fuck in here and get your work done, bitch.
Yeah. It's not a we don't care, stay home. It's a we don't care, come on in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we want to thank everybody for watching us today on Facebook and YouTube with a double platform. We're going to wish Anna well as she goes to California. We're headed to Fort Walton Beach.
Yep.
Lummy, this is the last appearance he's going to miss.
Yep.
Jesus, would you want, now you might be, no, you know what, you're racing, I think you might be racing that weekend.
The 13th?
On the 13th, I think.
I think so. Maybe.
And what does your girl feel? What does your girl feel about you doing personal appearances? Because you are part of the show now.
I haven't even thought about it, honestly.
Well, ask her, okay, and see if she can send you permission slips.
Only if she's there with a leash.
Yeah. So anyway, Anna, listen. I got all the guys together: Tyler, Blitz, myself, and Lummy.
Yep.
And then Lummy, Ashley's involved.
Yeah. So I had to check. You know.
And I'm like, listen, you know what? We love the bitch to death. She's traveling across the country, and I know she didn't make a lot of money, and it's always good to have a little bit of money in your pocket when you're traveling, just so that you don't have to fucking drink
water.
Yeah,
you never know.
You know, you can maybe go in between flights, you could actually go to one of the restaurants and have a nice meal.
You could actually buy a true bottle of water, not Brita Willy.
Big Red, 1,000 stars.
Come here for a second.
Big Red, woo.
And each one of us gave $50, and so here's $200. And it's from all of us. So it's 50. Go back over there.
Yeah.
Don't get close. Okay, give me a little. There you go. Appreciate it. You can give everybody a little hug because everybody did it. And we just want you to have a little bit of money in your pocket while you're traveling. It's not good to be broke while you're traveling. You got to have a little
that
bit.
That is really thoughtful.
And so all of us guys.
Let me cry.
She was so upset, too, that I wouldn't tell her what we were whispering about earlier.
I thought you were getting rid of me. I'm like, is that bitch
no.
Gabby coming
for my
job? I
said, I'm not telling you.
No.
Guys, that's, we didn't have to do that.
And by the way, everybody, including cheap-ass Tyler, even cheap-ass Tyler. Put in $50, and so we got, there's
$200. That is so
thoughtful. It's not a lot of money, but you know what? While you're traveling, it's good to have a little money.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, you just never know. Like,
that's very sweet.
Get a fucking Uber or just, I don't know. I just want you to have a little bit of money in your pocket and you're not worried. And you know what? That'll pay for your rental car.
Yeah,
will. And then some.
Guys, so, I really appreciate, I was not expecting that at all.
We all did it, and it was Bubba's idea.
Yeah,
Bubba, that's very nice.
Well, it was my idea, but only if everybody... I didn't want to be the only guy doing it. I'm like, I'm not doing it unless everybody steps up and does it so we can make it a community effort.
Because
it'll look like Bubba's trying to fuck on. Like, I don't want this to look creepy. I want this to look like we're your big brothers. We fucking love you. We fuck with you, and you had a hard day. Don't cry on Gus's steering wheel today. Be happy.
You mean on the plane?
Travel.
4-hour layover.
Travel safe. And you got a little extra money now in case some shit goes down.
That's really, really thoughtful. Well, thank you guys so much.
Safe travels, bitch.
Thank
we love you.
I appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.